tonight I am happy to host Van Gogh Rescue.
I won't let you go. their lives, not just through their hearts, but through another.
Driving east from Sky Harbor, the road narrows till there's nowhere else to go. I find comfort with acceptance. We won't be back. Fast forward 117 years into the future. It's now the past, it's now the future. Why? It is my brain who works so hard. When I know that every second is a breath I'll never get back to where I once belonged. Forget the dream, and then we wake and work again. Living a life of sacrifice, but it's always something better. But there's always something better. So we hold back and accept the fact that there's nothing more than that. Meanwhile, convincing ourselves we made this conscious decision to live a life of sacrifice, but it's always something better. But there's always something better. We'll be right back.
comfort with acceptance. We won't be back again.
You're listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson, your community radio. I am Dr. Dan. This is Locals Only. We're in the live portion of the show, and I am here with Van Gogh Rescue. Welcome. Welcome to Studio 2A.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for having us.
Well, it's my pleasure. You know, I heard you just a few weeks ago. You played at the Acoustic Battle of the Bands. You were one of the finalists, selected as one of the finalists. This is sounding a little different than what I heard that night.
Well, hopefully different in a good way.
I like it. I like it a lot.
It was actually a lot of fun. It was a great experience for us to do that acoustic set. It really kind of gets us outside of our comfort zone and really lets us and our fans hear our music in a way that we don't ever really get to hear it, even in our rehearsal space. So it was fun.
Gets us to try different things, too. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk more about that. But before we do, again, this is Van Gogh Rescue. Why don't you introduce the members of the band?
Bet. I'll do it since I'm always closest to the mic. I am BJ. I'm the lead singer. This is
Ryan Cutchell, the bass guitar player.
I'm Brad, the guitar player.
I'm Jeff, the drummer.
Did that pick up over there?
It doesn't matter. He's a drummer.
Yeah, exactly. That's us. We are Van Gogh Rescue.
Van Gogh Rescue. I loved what I heard at the Battle of the Bands, and I wasn't sure if that's what you normally did or if you were more of a rockin' band at stronger sound like tonight. So what do you normally do?
Well, you know what? We're a constant work in progress, and hopefully we'll always be that way. As far as the acoustic set went, you know, it was like three total rounds, so we had to do a number of different sets. And for the very last round, we actually decided just to write a couple of songs that were better fit acoustically before we did that. Most of our music it's a little louder, it's a little in your face, a little more energy. I like to call them like push songs. We kind of push our energy out on you. So the acoustic, vibe was cool. It let us be able to kind of suck people in and kind of pull people into the music. So we kind of took advantage of that with.
So you played pull songs instead of push songs?
Yeah, I guess that's a good way to put it, right?
Well, we got some that are not quite so pushed.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, again, like I said, it's a constant work in progress trying to, you know, develop our sound, which one of those works best, you know, really gets our message across.
How long have you been together as a band?
Yeah, we can say that now. Yeah, it's been shortly more than a year.
It sounds great.
Thanks. Thank you.
Sounds
well done.
Thank really,
you.
Really great.
We have the advantage of having a lot of experienced musicians in this band, I think. Jeff's been playing drums for, what, 50 years?
Now, I don't think you have a mic, so I don't know how.
He's
well,
been
we
playing
can
for
hear you, but it probably
years,
sounds distant. So
I think you dated yourself a little bit, don't you think, Jess?
I was playing in a previous life, and then I came back and started playing again.
Very nice. Yeah, like Ryan said, we're... we're a self-proclaimed supergroup of sorts, and that we're from all over the country. I'm actually the only one that's from Arizona, and I'm actually even from Lake Havasu. But we're from all over
and
the country,
and that makes us legit.
Yeah, makes us a self-proclaimed supergroup.
Oh, I was saying you being from Arizona is the only
thing
that really makes us.
Yeah, I am what legitimizes this band, so that's why they keep me around.
But some of you have played in other bands. I definitely.
Yeah, Ryan used to play in Black Tuesday.
Okay, yeah.
And he used to play in Slapfish.
Wow. We just name-dropped Slapfish. Yeah. That's great. I think we've all played in a number of bands. I've been in the Tucson circle more, so I'm familiar with a lot of the artists around here, and that's why I'm really excited to be on this show, because I've heard so many bands play here throughout the years, and I never had the opportunity to do it myself. So it's a great forum by which bands can get their music out locally here.
So you've been out about a year, or you've been together about a year. How about albums?
Well, we have one, which is probably
hot off the press.
Probably more than a lot of bands that have only been together for a short period of time can say. And it's a full album. We recorded it with Nando Rivas over at OG7 Studios. Wow. OG7 Studios, get that? All right, good.
And he did a fantastic job.
Yeah, he always did a great job.
OG7 Studios was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
He was a lot of fun to work with. We all learned a lot by the experience. But like I said, yeah, we have a 12-track, 52-minute bloated, excessive album.
And how can people get a hold of that album?
Our website's probably the fastest, easiest way to get it, other than coming to a show. Website is www.vangorescue.com. G-O-G-H. It's G-O-G-H, according to the drummer. And or you can get it at our shows, which pretty much we take anything there for the album, I think. we should probably censor that. I mean, greenbacks.
Yeah.
No, I shouldn't even say that. We probably would work out some sort of a deal with anyone for the album. We just want to get the music out there, and you know, we're really proud of the album.
And when is your next gig?
Next one is this coming Thursday. Actually, we're playing over at the Hut. We're playing with Jason DeVore, the frontman from
Authority Zero.
Thank you. We're going to be playing there on Thursday the 9th. That's actually our first show at the Hut, so we're excited about that.
Yeah.
2 days after that, we're actually playing a charity show for
The Toy Jam.
Yeah, the Toy Jam for the Toys for Tots, put on by Tucson Rock Alliance over at the Rhino Pub on Saturday. There's going to be a whole mess of bands over there, of which we're proud to be part of.
So people can catch you on Thursday at the Hut, and then on Saturday over at the Rhino Club?
The Rhino Pub. I think it used to be Gooch's.
Belushi's.
It's changed a lot. It's a revolving door,
but it's a really cool place right on 6th Street, right across from campus. So.
Yeah, the new owners are doing a fantastic job, too, trying to make that a new hotspot.
They're booking great bands, apparently.
And they are.
Well, we have more to talk about. We can talk about how you write your songs, and I'd like to talk about some of this equipment that you have. You got some great stuff here. Sounds really, really good.
You're not gonna steal it, are you?
I'm kind of thinking about taking some of this stuff home. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Well, our photographer is going to beat you up first.
Okay. That's right. We have a photographer in here, too,
Documenting
this. And, of course, we're recording the session, too. Live in Studio 2A, I'm Dr. Dan. This is Locals Only. Let's do a few more songs, and then we can stop and chat some more.
Thank you. Healing is a curse I wear.
Live in Studio 2A on 91.3 KXCI. This is Locals Only. I'm Dr. Dan here with Van Gogh Rescue. I have to say, I am impressed. I'm impressed. I really am liking this.
Thanks. I'm glad you're having a good time. We are too.
So are we. We're really impressed that something like this is going on here in this town. And, you know, honestly, I knew about the show and I really hadn't given it too much of a listen. And knowing when we got booked here, I started listening pretty regularly for at least 4 or 5 weeks. And just last week, Mick Garrison was on, and I was just blown away. I've been listening to that podcast probably like 2 times a day all week.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, thanks for mentioning that. Yeah, Mick is fantastic. He's a street musician. You can catch him on 4th Avenue across the street from Delectables on most weekend nights, like Friday and Saturday night. And I really, really loved his stuff, yeah.
Yeah, he's a pretty solid musician.
Yeah. And, of course, anyone can listen to those podcasts. They're on kxci.org. You just scroll down to the bottom of the page, Locals Only, and I will have your podcast up within the next few days. Van Gogh Rescue. You can hear this performance tonight on the website.
Yeah, so for those of you who aren't listening right now, you can still pick it up.
That's right. I was talking about the equipment. I love your bass amp. And is that telling me what note you're playing up there on the top? Is that your tuner?
Yeah, that's the tuner. I bought that 6 months ago, to stay in tune. But it has a little fancy flashing lights, too. Hold on, I'll turn them on.
Yeah, oh, I like boy. The
moment
like
of zen that no one can see.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's solid radio.
Yeah,
right,
I like the flashing
for everyone
lights
at home, they're flashing.
Yeah.
Guess you'll have to come out to the show to see.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And, again, the shows would be coming up the Hut this Thursday and also at the Rhino Pub on Saturday.
That's it. Yeah. All for a good cause.
It's all
first
for
one's
it
pretty much just
for
your
good
for our
cause.
And the other one is for the kids.
And for the Hut.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then, now, is that called a Marshall stack or a Marshall's or Marshall stacks?
It's a half stack.
It's a half stack. It's big. It puts out a lot of noise.
Yeah, it's probably
it sounds
too much
really
for
good,
here.
Really solid.
Thanks. Thanks. I turned it down a little bit, you know, down below 11.
Uh-huh.
He's got two of them.
Yeah, I do have two. I usually play with two half stacks side by side, which is probably overkill for most all the clubs here in Tucson, but it's more of a wow factor than it is really a necessity, you know?
Even though you're not turning it up all the way, of course, it just has such a quality sound,
yeah,
such a
that's
deep,
really
resonant
about
sound.
Yeah, that's exactly why I do that. I kind of mix the two sounds, and that's what makes me, I guess.
Yeah, and I'm loving the percussion. It sounds great.
Thank you. A really good drummer, huh?
And one thing I'll point out, because there are some people listening that have not seen you play, you're up here singing, you're not playing an instrument. You're devoting all of your time and energy into the vocals, and you're really concentrating. I love that.
I'm glad you noticed that. Well, to be honest, I've really, in most every band I've ever been in, I've always played something. So the initial, inception of this band was kind of that dynamic lead singer guy. And that's kind of why I was actually the last one brought on board for that purpose. And I was kind of, well, how about I can have a guitar and I'll just play some easy rhythm stuff? And because I feel kind of naked without a guitar, since that's what I'm used to. But now I feel like, the mic is my instrument, just like the guitar. So, yeah, I put a lot of work into it. I'm sweating.
Don't let him fool you. He wrote a lot of the guitar riffs from some of the songs off the album. And he,
I had them fooled.
You did. But I broke here. I lifted the veil from over your head.
You have a strong voice and great rhythm, and I'm really enjoying the vocals. Strong vocals.
Well, thank you.
And the backup vocals, too.
Oh, thanks.
The harmonizing vocals sounds great.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, we're a work in progress, only because we've only been together for a short period of time, compared to a lot of bands that maybe play out as much or have an album pressed and everything like that. So our process is constantly, I wouldn't say changing, more just we're kind of adding on to the process.
Evolving. We're exploring.
Yeah, we're exploring, we're experimenting, and it's working out really well so far. We're having a lot of fun with it.
Is there a story behind the name of the band?
Oh, well, it's not really that exciting story. Want me to tell them?
Yeah, okay, cool. Definitely. I don't want to tell
them. It's actually based off of a just a newspaper article that I saw. It was like an online article. It was titled Van Gogh's Rescue. It was about some guy who was ice fishing in Montana with his dog. It's like a Saint Bernard named Van Gogh. And apparently the dog never left, and they ended up finding him. He got hurt, I guess. I don't know. They didn't really say. I think he might have stabbed himself with an ice pick or something.
Well, I never read the article, so I don't really.
Yeah. Completely. It was kind of my idea. So it was originally Van Gogh's Rescue, and it was kind of. I thought it was kind of silly because
so did
the dog didn't really do anything. It just kind of stood there.
I think we're going to be one of those bands that, you know, we have no idea.
Yeah.
You know, in right. the end.
But, you know, we've kind of, from that, you know, we've kind of taken on the cause of Van Gogh and his, you know, tortured life as a musician. And we really do try to pursue an honest craft in being musicians. So we've taken on our own, you know, spin on it. And whatever spin anybody else wants to take on it, we're more than welcome to, because, you know, it's kind of an ambiguous name. Like, a lot of our songs are kind of deliberately ambiguous. So.
Why is Jeff and Ryan laughing at us?
Because Van Gogh's an artist, not a musician.
Oh. He was a musician as well.
You didn't, yeah,
before he cut his ear off.
You obviously have not read Van Gogh's biography. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, you know what? I was thinking of that. Isn't there a Saint Bernard named Beethoven as well?
Oh,
yeah, that's probably. What
did you get confused?
Should we change our name back to Beethoven's Rescue?
Beethoven's Great Adventure.
Oh, this is. But I digress.
That was fun.
Yeah. So, what else do you want people to know about your music and about what
music.
You're doing?
Well, actually, talking about, you know, being honest musicians in our craft and trying to kind of fit into this world of trying to make a living as a musician, in a world that seems like everyone's kind of out against anybody who has talent. There's not a lot of things designed to help people who are depending on a talent to make a living, and, trying to work, you know, with, you know, honest promoters in town and people like yourselves, people who are out to help local musicians, is kind of a cause that we've championed.
Definitely.
Wouldn't you say?
Oh, definitely, yeah. We really put a lot of, I don't know, maybe a conscious effort, sometimes maybe too much, sometimes not enough effort to just really be true to ourselves. And maybe we don't give that persona off all the time, but we definitely, you know, behind the scenes, we really do have a lot of fun making music, and we're becoming better and better friends every day. And it's just it's a great, awesome thing to be part of, and you know, we really, that's what we try to embody, and when we go out and play and want people to have fun coming to see live music, and try to maybe restore some of that old kind of vibe that music had in local communities. And
because, you know, I mean, Tucson is a very small microcosm of you know, music everywhere, let alone this state or this country or anything like that. But that's not to be understated. I think there's so many amazing musicians here, and we're really fortunate to be part of that. So, you know, we reach out to anybody else who, you know, enjoys what we do, and we try to get to know people and try to get in the circles and just try to, you know, do it in an honest and a fair way. You know, maybe give some other musicians that haven't got to play at a certain venue, you know, have them tag along with us the same way that we were, you know, helped out by some other bands back in the past, things like that. So,
how do you go about getting booked in town?
We have a really awesome, actually, booking agent manager that helps us out. His name is Rick Hofflinger, and he's in charge of Tucson Rock Alliance. He helps us book a lot of shows. Also, we get on the phone, we make up press kits, we do a lot of legwork. You know, we call places. All of it's really hard work. You know, and it's gratifying. It pays off when you get to play great shows. You know, but. You know, certain clubs certainly are a little bit more of a challenge. You know, it definitely helps to know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. So still kind of working
on that. We practice hard, and we play hard, and we reap the benefits from both of those two scenarios. You know, we definitely don't practice as much as probably some of the members of the band want to, and we practice more than some probably do, and we don't play as many shows as some of us want, and vice versa, and go on down the line. But we definitely come to an agreement as a band, and we work really hard at whatever we decide on doing.
Mm-hmm. Really, we take advantage of when we actually do play those shows. You know, we make sure we get in front of the people who are in charge of booking. And, you know, they're always, we have a pretty good crowd that comes out and see us, a very passionate crowd. It's not huge, but they always show up, and they root really loud. And every time we have a show, the people always want us to come back. And that's obviously the ultimate compliment, playing anywhere for the first time. So we're happy about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Live in Studio 2A, I'm here with Van Gogh Rescue. I'm Dr. Dan, host of Locals Only. We have about 10 minutes left, so you'll have to gauge the time, but maybe two or three songs. But we do need to end just a little bit right before 10 because we have The Hub coming up.
Okay.
A great show that starts at 10 o'clock, an indie rock show coming up at 10 o'clock.
Step back my mind. I agree.
Oh,